Okay, hi everybody. Welcome back to our third lesson, lesson number three. Today's topic is going to be writing a rewrite. We'll talk about what a rewrite is later on. So let's see what you can do now. Can you put the story of Rabbi Akiva in the correct order? Can you rewrite the story about Rabbi Akiva? Can you read your rewrite out loud? Out loud is a Bikol Ram. Can you say what we learn from the story about Rabbi Akiva? So let's go on, let's start the lesson. What you need for the lesson. First, go ahead, bring a notebook and a pencil for the lesson. Okay, let's begin. Do you remember the story? The title of the story is The Good in Everything. Take a look at the pictures. Do you remember the story? I'm sure you do. Let's put the scenes. A scene is the name of a part of the story. A scene is a part of the story. Chelek ma'asipur. It's called a scene. Let's put these scenes in the correct order. The correct order means to put them how they appeared or how they came in the story. Lefi seder. Okay? So let's see. First, open your notebook. That's number one. Open your notebook. Now, in your notebook, write the numbers 1, 2, 7, meaning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in your notebook. Okay, do that now. Okay, write that in your notebook. Now, what you have to do is write the letter of the scenes in the correct order of the story. So you're going to write the letter. A letter is a ot, so a letter could be A, could be B, could be C, and so forth. It could be this, and you write it in the on your notebook, in the correct order. But first, let's just look at what is written for each one. A, soldiers in the village. Do you remember what soldiers are? Soldiers are chayalim. On the way to a village. On the way, baderech. C, stopping for the night in a field. Stopping for the night in a field. Remember what a field is? Sadeh. Good. D. Rabbi Akiva with a lantern, a rooster, and a donkey. Remember, he had a lantern. He used the lantern to see. E. Looking for a place to sleep in the village. He was looking for a place. What did he look for? A place. A makom. F. Rabbi Akiva, safe? Ubatuach? Is he okay? And G, no lantern, no rooster, no donkey. Okay? So those are the scenes. The scenes are major things that happened in the story. Okay. So let's do the first one together. Which one do you think, which scene goes first? Take a look. And what do you think goes first? Okay. I'll tell you. I'm sure you know. D. Rabbi Akiva with a lantern, a rooster, and a donkey. That's the first thing that happened in our story. So you write down, next to number one, write down the letter D. D is the same is the scene that we want to say that happened first. Okay? All right, so that happened first. So now it's your turn. Write the scenes in the correct order. Okay? So you have 3 minutes to do it. Go ahead. Start doing it. And at the end, we will come back and we'll look at the correct answers. So go ahead. 3 minutes. All right, good job. Let's check the answers. Here are the answers, but let's go over one by one and do it together. All right, so we said that the first scene was Rabbi Akiva with a lantern, a rooster, and a donkey. That was letter D. Then letter B, on the way to a village. Right? He was on his way to a village. Letter E. When he got to the village, he was looking for a place to sleep in the village. He was looking for a place. Chipes makom. He was looking for a place to sleep. E. Letter C. Stopping for the night in the field. But nobody let him in. So he went to the field. He went to a field to stop for the night. During the night, remember what happened? He had no lantern, no rooster, and no donkey. Letter G. Then, letter A, soldiers in the village. Remember, the soldiers in the village, soldiers came to the village where he wanted to sleep, but he wasn't there. Letter F, Rabbi Akiva, is he safe? Yes, he was safe because the soldiers didn't know he was in the field. All right, great job. You did it. Now, if you want to correct your answers, you can correct them now. Correct means litaken, if you want to change something. All right, let's go on. Let's rewrite the story about Rabbi Akiva. Now, a rewrite means to write, write is lichtov, to write the story again, zeshuv. So rewrite is to write the story again. But when we are going to do our rewrite, we're going to do it by saying the main things, the main scenes that happened. We're going to talk about the main points. Main is aikar. The main points that happened in the story. Okay? So you are going to write the rewrite. But first, let's practice. Let's start together. Okay, so let's see. Rewrite. Here we have a sentence. We have different choices, bechirot. So we have different choices for the sentence. So what you're going to do is you're going to write your sentence with a word or words from one, from two, and from three. And this will make your sentence. Okay? So let's see. But be careful. Tizaru. Why? Because there is one verb. In number two, there are verbs. Pa'alim. There is one verb that doesn't make sense. Make sense means it's not right. It's not logical. It's lo hegyuni. Okay? So there's one that doesn't make sense. So you have to be careful. Okay? All right. So let's start. Here we go. First, let's look at what we have. In number one, we have Rabbi Akiva. In column number two, we have has, is, and goes. And in number three, we have to a faraway place. Remember, faraway is rachok. To a faraway place. Or we have on his way to a faraway place. On his way is baderech shelo. Okay, so let's see how I started writing the sentences, and you'll see what I did. So I took Rabbi Akiva for number one. Then I took goes. Rabbi Akiva goes. And what goes with goes? To a faraway place. Rabbi Akiva goes to a faraway place. Remember, in our rewrite, we take important parts, important zeh chashuv. So we take important parts of the story, but in the correct order. The correct order, lefi haseder nachon. Okay, so we're going to rewrite it in the correct order. So I could do number one, Rabbi Akiva goes to a faraway place. Or we can write, Rabbi Akiva is on his way to a faraway place. It means the same thing. Means a mitkaven, omer. It means the same thing. But we have two choices. Remember, a choice, the bechira, bechirot. So we have two choices. And the verb that doesn't make sense would be has. Has doesn't make sense. Ulo hagyoni doesn't make sense. Okay, so that's our first sentence. Let's write the second sentence together. Mishpat Hasheni. We'll do it together. Together. Biyachad. Together. Let's see. So now we have Rabbi Akiva, and we have he. He's the who. Or we have has. We have hears. Shomea. Brings. Mevi. His lantern and his animals with him. Or a lantern, a rooster, and a donkey. Those are our choices. So let's see what we can do here. We can do, we can write down Rabbi Akiva. Has, yesh le Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a lantern, a rooster, and a donkey. That makes sense. Ze hegyoni. It makes sense. Or we can take he, the who, brings his lantern and his animals with him. Ah, also makes sense. So we have another option. The word goes doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So we're not going to use it. Okay, so let's see. Well, let's look at our rewrite of the story so far. What do we do until now? Ad achshav. So we have, in one way, we wrote, Rabbi Akiva goes to a faraway place. Rabbi Akiva has a lantern, a rooster, and a donkey. Okay? That's the beginning of our story. Or means, oh. Rabbi Akiva is on his way to a faraway place. He brings his lantern and his animals, v'gam achayot shelo, with him, ito. Okay? So those are two ways that we could write our sentences. Okay. So now, it's your turn. So now we're going to have how many? We're going to have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We're going to have 12 sentences. That means you are going to write 10 more sentences to write your rewrite. Okay? And you can choose what you want. So let's get started. Okay? But when you write your rewrite, only write one sentence. Rak tirshom mishpat achad. Even though you have two, write only one. Only write one sentence. You can choose whatever you want. Okay? All right. So let's write only one sentence for all the following sentences. Exactly. Only one sentence. Okay. So let's get started. Before we start, I'll go over the words. So in number one, we have the people in the village, Hanashin ba kfar, don't have the in them. And in three, we have Rabbi Akiva, a place to sleep, or him in. Now, not to give away the answer, but the in, some, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to give away the answer. Here we go. You ready? So the clock is going to start. You have 1 minute to write your sentence in your notebook. Go ahead, go. All right. How'd it go? Okay, good. So let's go on to sentence number five. Sentence five. Maybe we skipped a sentence. Okay, we'll go on to the next sentence. So we have Rebbe in number one, Rebbe Akiva. We have he. In two, eats, looks for, sleeps. And then three, in a field, or a place to sleep in a field. All right, so remember what happened before? Okay, so it goes in, so look at your rewrite, and it goes in order of the story. Okay, all right, so you have 1 minute to go, you're on. Awesome job. Let's go on. Next. Here we have sentences 6, 7, and 8. This time I want you to write 3 sentences. Okay? Write 3 sentences and use all the words. All the words. Use them all. Lishtamesh bekula. Okay? So let's go over number one. Number one, the wind, haruach, if you forgot, a fox, a lion. Number two, we have eats, lies down, blows out. Number three, Rebbe Akiva's lantern, Rebbe Akiva's rooster, meaning Tarnagol Shel Rebbe Akiva, right? Rebbe Akiva's, and his donkey, Achamor Shelo. Here you're only using, here there is one verb that you're not going to use, but you're going to use another one twice. Yesh kan po'al achad shetishtamesh pa'amayim. Okay? So before I said use all the words, it was wrong. Here, one verb doesn't make sense, okay? So you're going to use one verb twice. Po'al achad pa'amayim. Okay, 1 minute, go ahead. Okay, you wrote 3 sentences. Good job. Let's go on. Next. Here we have, in number one, Rebbe Akiva. In number two, is, and then number three, happy, not angry, not upset. You can use all the words, all the words. Use all the words. Go ahead, you have 1 minute. Go ahead. Excellent job. Let's go on. Next, we go on with our rewrite. Okay, in number one, we have Roman soldiers. Chayilim Romim. Romim. Number two, find, do, take. And in number three, terrible things in the village. Devarim Noraim. Many men in the village to prison. Many men, arbe gvarim, to prison. Okay? So you have 1 minute. Choose your sentence. Here, write only one sentence. One sentence. Go ahead. Okay, great job. Let's go on. Here we go. I think this is the last one. I think it is. I don't remember. Well, let's see. Number one, Rabbi Akiva. Number two, number one, they. They is hem. Two is, makes, don't look for. And three, Rabbi Akiva in the field and safe. Okay, you ready? You have 1 minute to write your sentence. Go ahead. One, only write one sentence. Okay, amazing job. This is the last one. And it also says the last sentence. Okay, so this is the last sentence. Hamishpat Acharon, in your rewrite. In number one, we have everything Hashem. Number one, Rabbi Akiva. In number two, we have does, believes the ma'amin, goes. Number three, that everything is for the good, is for the good. All right? You have 1 minute to write the last sentence. Go ahead. Write your sentence. Great job. You wrote a rewrite. Amazing. So let's look here. I wrote one way that maybe it looks like your rewrite. I'll read it and you can see if it looks like your rewrite. We also have one like this and we have another one because we always had two ways to write it. So let's look at the first way of writing the rewrite. Let's see if it looks like yours. Rabbi Akiva goes to a faraway place. He has a lantern, a rooster, and a donkey. Rabbi Akiva stops at a village. The people in the village don't give Rabbi Akiva a place to sleep. Rabbi Akiva looks for a place to sleep in a field. The wind blows out his lantern. A fox eats his rooster. A lion eats his donkey. Rabbi Akiva is not upset. Roman soldiers do terrible things in the village. Rabbi Akiva is safe. Everything Hashem does is for the good. Now, you could take a few minutes to change your rewrite if you want to. If you want to change it, l'shanot mashu, you can do that. I think I also have one more. Let's see. I think I do. Oh, hold on. Or, good, I do. Or another way. Maybe you wrote it like this. Maybe this is what you wrote. Let's see. Rabbi Akiva is on his way to a faraway place. Rabbi Akiva brings his lantern and his animals with him. He gets to a village. The people in the village don't take him in. Rabbi Akiva sleeps in a field. A fox eats his rooster. A lion eats his donkey. Ah, we forgot the wind. And the wind blows out the lantern. It's not written there, but it should be. Rabbi Akiva is not angry. Roman soldiers take many men in the village to prison. They don't look for Rabbi Akiva in the field. Rabbi Akiva believes that everything is for the good. Wow. Look how much you wrote. You wrote a rewrite of the whole story. Great job. Maybe you want to change something. Maybe something was different. Maybe not. Maybe it's fantastic. It probably is fantastic. Okay, so let's see. So now, check this out. Read your rewrite out loud, meaning your rewrite, Masha Katafta. Read it out loud. Dikro ze b'kol ram. Read it a few times. Tikra ze kama pamim, if you want to practice. Batav se l'targelet ze. Okay? So what I want you to do, take 3 minutes and read what you wrote out loud. B'kol ram. Okay? And you can read it a couple of times until you can read it. It just flows until you feel good reading it, okay? So go ahead, take 3 minutes and practice reading out loud. Likro b'kol ram, ma shekatavta. Go ahead. All right, great job. How was it? Did you read it well? I'm sure you did. All right. So what do we learn from the story? What do we learn? Malumdim, what do we learn from the story? We learn that whatever Hashem does is for the good, right? That's what we learn. That's the point of the story. And Rabbi Akiva always knew that. And believed it. That's why he wasn't upset. He was happy. Now, do you have a story to share? What does that mean? A story to share. A story, I'm Yishlechem Sipur, Lagid Lanu. What kind of story? Do you have a story where everything happens for the good? Do you have a story that you know of where everything happens for the good? Did this story happen to you? Zakara lecha? Haim zakara lecha? So next lesson, Bashiur Haba, I would like you to tell this story. I would like you to tell this story. Either it's a story that you know that happened, or it's a story that happened to you. Great. Okay, so let's see now what you can do. Now you can tell the order of the story about Rabbi Akiva, right? You can put everything lefi seder. You can do that. Now you can rewrite the story about Rabbi Akiva. Now you know how to rewrite. You can write the story again by taking the important parts, right? Chalakim ha-chashuvim, the important parts. Now you can read your rewrite out loud, right? Bekol Ram, you can do it. Now you can say what we learn from the story about Rabbi Akiva. We learn that everything that Hashem does is for the good. Wow, you did a great job today. Great job. All right, see you again next time.